completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to Power of Praise Network. You know, I am back. We're usually here every Sunday at 3 p.m. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. And listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. We are a new Christian network broadcasting on Comcast Cable and Roku and Amazon Fire Stick. So if this is your first time tuning in, I want to welcome you again. Welcome you. We call it Poppin' TV. Yes. So I am your lifetime imprint leader. I am actually extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through four components of life. That is spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after one is gone. So if you have not discovered what your purpose in life is just yet, then come to me. Let's discover it together. I want to allow you to find out what imprint you should leave behind long after you're gone. I hold virtual and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of stress that plagues our nation. So again, I thank you for tuning in to Poppin' Praise TV. Or Poppin' Praise Network, and we call it Poppin' TV, but we're a brand new Christian station. And today I'm going to be talking about a subject that we all encounter, and that subject is rejection. You know, I actually encountered a young man a couple of days ago. He's on his way into the military. And he's going into the military as a chaplain's assistant. Now, many of you may not know what that is, but it's basically a part of one of the life components that I teach on or thereof, and it's spiritual growth. So he wants to be able to help what we would say in civilian world, a preacher or a pastor or a chaplain is the ideal person. He wants to be that person's assistant. And what is so significant about him and him wanting to do that is the fact that he encountered life. He encountered life with a family member to the point where that family member put him out, made him become homeless. And that touched my heart. You know, how can you put a child out? And he is a child. I mean, he may be in his early 20s, if that, but can you imagine a bloodline putting him out in the streets, allowing him to be homeless? Well, that's what happened to him. He was rejected. And the next phase of his life is what he said this, and I'm using it as my topic today, is that when one rejects you, when you are faced with rejection, that is an opportunity for you to redirect your life. How about that? When you are faced with rejection, that's an opportunity for you to redirect your life. It doesn't mean that you have to take that rejection to a negative standpoint in your life. You don't even have to look at it as a negative word. All you have to do is gird yourself up and prepare for redirection, for your next life, for that next component that you're going to encounter. So when he actually spoke a couple of days ago, I said, you know, so many people go through this. So many of us go through life with rejection. It could be anything. It could be with a friend. It could be with a neighbor. It can be you are at a grocery store. Rejection is something that one encounters in many, many different facets. But it's your actions. It's what you do. The choices you make with that one word, rejection. What are your choices? You know, as I was studying for today's message, I just looked in the Bible and I found out that Jesus faced rejection more than 300 times. Can you imagine that? Over 300 times he faced rejection, even took it to the cross with him. As he took his last breath, he was still faced with rejection. And then when you go back into the earlier part or the earlier scripture of the Bibles, you can see where there were some questions about Cain and Balaam. You know, did Cain become a murderer because no one appreciated his farming skills? Do you think that's why he became a murderer? What about Balaam? I think I pronounced his name right. Did he turn against Israel because of past rejections and mistreatment? Did King Saul turn from God because David's popularity damaged his self-esteem? If you're asking those questions, or if you ask those questions yourself, the answer is no. No, no, and no. You see, Cain killed Abel because his attractions were evil. That's in the book, 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Cain killed Abel because of evil attractions. And Balaam became Israel's enemy because he loved the wages of wickedness. Don't we run into people like that today? You hear all the time on the news about people doing evil things and then they're killing people for evil, just for plain evilness. And then, like just like Balaam, he became Israel's enemy because he loved the wages of wickedness too much. How many times do you see people are loving on things that are just wicked, you know, the love of money, you know? How many times do people boasting? I don't even like to boast about the things that I have. Some people just don't like that, like for you to boast. And then the person that is boasting may say, so what? I pay for it, it's mine, I can boast all I want. But it's like, honestly, should you? Should you do that? Why are you rejecting the misfortunate? King Saul was a bad king because he rejected the word of the Lord. Yes. Take a look at 1 Samuel, verse 15 and 23. You see, our culture is always looking for a scapegoat, blaming sinful actions on circumstances, parenting, childhood, and even childhood experiences, mistreatments, insecurities. It goes on and on. But the scripture blames sin on the sinners. Yes, it blames sins on the sinners. Not having a scapegoat for your actions. Sin is always a personal choice. And I have to remind you that. You see, this young man that shared the story, he's going into the military, he's going in on the reserve side, and he's going to come back out. He could have taken those actions that were used against him and turned into a sinner. But no, he gave his life to Christ and he began to work with youth kids at a church. A young man at church invited him into a home and taught him all the ways about the Lord. That's why some people make godly choices despite of their bad circumstances. And some people make ungodly choices despite their good circumstances. That's why I mentioned that. We have choices in life to make, whether it's good or bad. I remember a couple of days ago also that I was talking to these parents about their children that are in an at-risk program. And I said, parents, you have to wake up with your kids and determine how they are feeling. When you ask them, do you say good morning? How are you? And if they say, or fine or okay, do you really check in with them to say, no, how are you this morning? How are you feeling? Because I told them about a wheel that has good feelings and bad feelings. And the feelings that they really want are the good feelings. And if that child is on the left of the wheel having these bad feelings, find out what you can do to get that child to the good feelings side. Allow that child to know you have choices to make. You don't have to feel this way. You could feel this way because it's available for you. And that's what it is, making choices. And we have to start with them when they are kids. You see, sometimes adults don't even know. So they had not heard of this will before. So I will give it to them, make it available for them, because they can check, they can train their kids on how to make choices just by visualizing, like I am right now, this will in their mind that has feelings, whether it's their good feelings or bad feelings. They're angry, they're upset, they're frustrated, or they're happy, they're joyful and cheerful. You know, what type of mood basically are they in? And how do you get them from one mood to the other mood? And honestly, it's from that unhappiness, that bad feeling to this good feeling. I always use the right hand because I'm right-handed. And some people may be left, but I can't do good things with my left hand. I can't do as good with my left hand as I can with my right hand. So I have a choice to use this particular hand. So it's good to sympathize with people who've had difficulties in life. That's why I love talking about the components of life. You know, Romans 12:15 tells us that. And we must never encourage ourselves or others to excuse or justify sin based on circumstances. Why? Hold on a second. We're going to go over that. Yes, I want to share that with you again. We must never encourage ourselves or others to excuse or justify sin based on circumstances. You may say, what does that mean? Just listen to it. Never encourage others or ourselves to excuse or justify a sin based on circumstances. That's like killing, stealing, doing anything that is a sin. But we're talking about rejecting. Rejection is a sin. Yes, it's definitely for Christians. So let's discuss this further, because each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. You know, they are tempted. One of the things that I do is like, I get so hungry in the middle of the night and I want something to munch on. So I usually have like this, a bottle of water, which generally takes away that hunger pain, especially if I drink it all. Then after the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. I'm telling you, you have to read James chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. And I'm giving you these scriptures because I love for you to go back and confirm what the word says. Okay, I want you to do your homework. This is your time to go back and look at what the word said. All too often, we want someone else to read the word to us. But it's there. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil, that desire, and enticed. Then after the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's fulfilled or grown, it gives birth to death. Read James chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. What God said to Cain applies to all of us. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. Yes, it desires to have you, but you must rule over it. You have to rule over it. And I'm going to tell you, you can look in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. You have a choice. That's what it means to rule over it. You have a choice. I just want you to think about the fact when you are faced with the opportunity to reject someone or to reject something or to face something. This may sound more like sinning, but I wanted you to know that when you put someone out in the streets, especially a child, and you tell them to go. Now, there was a lot of circumstances with this. The kid wasn't a bad kid, I'm telling you. And the adult, if you put a child out, honestly, where are they to go? What do you expect to happen to that child if you just put them out in the streets? You're supposed to train that child. You're supposed to be the adult in their life. I love that Psalms 118 and 22 says the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. You see, this young man, even though he was put out of a family member's home, he forgave them, just like Jesus did forgive them. Even though they were stoning him, spitting on him, calling him names, put a crown on his head the crown that caused his head to bleed. Can you imagine a crown that has like these little points on it and it causes your head to bleed and you're still saying, Father, forgive them. They're rejecting everything I have for them. Forgive them. They don't know. They're part of the unknown. That's what this kid's family member was, a part of the unknown. I remember several years ago, I had gone to church fellowship with my cousin. And she's like, what is wrong with this? Are you okay? I was wearing my anger on my face. It was like a resting face that I had. And I wasn't okay because my husband had just did something that I wasn't appreciative of. He said some things that I didn't even like. He was doing things that I didn't appreciate. And she said something to me. She said, do you know that's not your husband? That's the devil. You got to pray that devil out of your house. You got to anoint that man when he's sleeping. You have to pray over him. These are the things that we have to do when someone rejects us. They're not who we want them to be. They're not who they're supposed to be because of the person that died for our sins. So we have to pray that demon out of them. And then when they do things that we don't approve of, We have to control that. We have to be the better person. I'm not saying allow someone to hurt you or manipulate you or just basically get hurt from some type of harm to you, physical harm. But if it's something that hurts your heart, you know, because that's like that muscle that can get hurt, go ahead and use your mind and pray over them. Pray with them. Pray for those that reject you. God says he's the one for us, not them. That's what he tells us. Honestly, I don't have all my notes here with me, but he said he's that greater person for us, not them. That's why we are called to pray. We're called to worship. I have a song that I want you to listen to. I don't have it queued up here, but I would love for you to take the time to go to Spotify or Amazon and listen to the song. It's a resurrection. You see, when someone rejects you, you can resurrect from it. And I think I have that in that song, No More Rejection. You know, no more of that. It's like no more of a lot of things, but definitely when someone rejects you, take it as an opportunity and redirect your life. You know, make the right choices when someone rejects you. I just told you some things that went on in the Bible, you know, in terms of rejection and what God said about it and what happened to Jesus. Look how many times he was rejected. And he started ministering as a 12-year-old. Do you not think that he was rejected as a 12-year-old? Yes. So it's a hard task. It's hard to do. It's a tough assignment. But I promise you that when you start fulfilling the rejections and basically teaching on rejection, how to overcome rejection, or how to redirect from rejection, when you start teaching on it, it becomes easier for you. Because I'm telling you, it's like you are wearing pride on your shoulders. And it's because he did it for us. He has already paid for our sins. There's a place he wants us to be, and that's in kingdom with him. And there's a place that you're going to want that person that rejected you or showed rejection towards you to be as well. So we're charged to pray for them. Not get even, not gossip, you know, just bless them. And it blessed my heart to hear this young man give the testimony of what happened to him and how his life was redirected as a result of a rejection. And this is something we need to teach our children, you know, even if they're not your biological children. Teach children today how to counteract, how to the word I'm looking for is make choices in their lives when they're faced with something that may appear to be negative. They may take that something and say, oh, I'm going to use this as an opportunity. And when you use that rejection as an opportunity, I promise you, it makes you feel so good in the heart. It just gives you such a good refreshing feeling. I remember sharing a story with the parents also about bullying, because one of them said that, how do you stop your child from getting bullied? Another one said, well, how do you stop your child from being a bully? You have to sit down and speak with both of them. Because that child that's bullying have choices to make, and there are consequences based on nowadays, you know, you just can't get away with bullying. You know, what's going on with that child that wants to bully someone? Why does he feel as though he can bully someone and get away with it? And then for the child that's being bullied, you know, you have choices. The right choice is to report it. And if nothing is done, you ask that person, who can I talk to now that you're not doing anything? This person is still bullying me. Who do I talk to about this? When will it stop? But don't take action. Don't tell your child not to do anything. Allow that child to come to you, and then parent, you do something. Guardians, you go to whomever and say, listen, my child is coming to me and saying that he or she is being bullied. You also can pray about it. Definitely pray about it. And then expect something to be done, but don't you take the action. Don't be the actioncutionist in this particular situation. I hope I'm saying something that is helpful to you all today, because like I said, there is nothing that a word that we can't discuss that has not taken place in our basic information before leaving Earth. This particular word, rejection, you know, like I said, Jesus was rejected over 300 times. And there's so many instances on what rejection was like for him and how he kept going. That's what he did. He redirected and kept going. And that's what I am imploring to you all today, to when you're faced with rejection, keep going, redirect, take it as an opportunity to move forward with your life, and pray for the person that caused the rejection. You know, rejection can be even when you're driving home from work, or you're in your car driving somewhere and someone won't let you in and you need to get in one lane and someone will not let you in that lane. Like I said, it comes in so many forms, but you have to be able to identify rejection and then take the right action. Be mindful of the actions that you are taking. This is what God would do. This is a Jesus moment. This is a Jesus teaching right now. You know, you can resurrect from that rejection. You can redirect from that rejection. You can revitalize from that rejection. Take the opportunity and share with others. This happened today, and guess what? It didn't even bother me. I'm so glad I prayed about it. I just had to share it because it is a testimony that this happened to me. And I want to share it with you. Listen, I don't want to keep too much of your time today. I just wanted to share some of those biblical nuggets with you. And that particular word about rejection, I will be back on here on Sundays with other words or inspirational messages for you. And every now and then I might have a guest, but I want you to continue to tune in with me here on Poppin TV, Power of Praise Network, every Sunday at 3 p.m. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and you can Google me, Dr. Betty Speaks, to get in touch with me. This is a paid show, so if you like anything that you hear, that you've heard today, I hope that you get in touch with me. You know, I always tell people that strong people are not simply born. They level up by sharing their imprints they create throughout their life journey. And the reason I share that with you is because strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. And if you have been rejected, you want to definitely resurrect from some of those rejections that you have encountered in life. Don't try to do anything about them. Don't try to be, you know, do evil for evil. Definitely use the opportunity to pray for someone. Make the right choices. Remember, I was telling you about the wheel. Make that right choice. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. And definitely don't get even. I want you to know that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So definitely, definitely teach your kids, teach your family members, teach your church members, teach anyone you encounter that you know that have gone through the thoughts of or the emotions or emotions of rejection, and let them know that it's an opportunity for them to redirect their life. That's what it is, honestly. You can cash out or make donations to $ a warrior for life. That's the letter A, the word warrior for life. That's where you can make donations to keep these programs coming. But I definitely want to hear from you. So reach out to me at thebettyspeaks.com and send me a comment. If there's a particular subject you want to answer to or anything, I would love to bring that conversation to light. Honestly, you know, this is like, I'm telling you, this was a valued lesson for this young man to learn about rejection. And it is a good lesson for us to teach both adults and our children on rejection and how to handle it, you know, so they too can make right choices when such a time arrives. So again, I want you to definitely tune in with me next week as we come before you with a new word or different segment. So thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you each soon.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.